This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In the Parshas Bahar, we have a mitzvah in the Torah when your friend is slipping, when your friend is in decline, he has no parnasa, there's a mitzvah to help him. There's a mitzvah to lend a hand and help him from falling. The Torah, the Pasuk, Parshas Bahar, Perik Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'chiyamuch Achicha, he's slipping. Umat Yadoi Imach, V'hechzakta Boi, Kervetoshav, V'chai Imach. Pashit, it means v'chzak the boy financially. You need to make sure, and as Rashi explains, before he falls completely, catch him. Grab him and support him so he shouldn't fall completely, because it's much harder to help once the person fell completely. And therefore, when it's mato yodoy, then v'chzak the boy. Al tanicheu shiyered v'yipel v'yekashel akimoy el tachzikeu mishas moitayad. Pashtus, simply the pasuk v'chzaktaboy is in relevance to money. You have to give him financial support. But in the Mefarshim, as we see in Svarim, v'chzaktaboy isn't only about financial. But v'chzakta boy also means emotional support. Chizuk. V'chzakta boy, that if a person is in a situation where he's fallen, you need to what? Give him chizuk. You need to strengthen him. You need to uplift him. Let us talk a little bit of the importance and the inyan of giving chizuk. The Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz has an interesting gematria in his sefer. V'chzaktaboy is gematria haser mimenu yogoin anocha. Even if you're machzik and you give financial support, it's possible that really what are you doing? You're also, and maybe even more so, and maybe even more importantly, taking away his daiga, his anguish, his sleepless nights, which not necessarily needs to be if the person is lacking money, and not necessarily if you're able to help him financially. A person is able to be mekayim the v'chzaktaboy, the hasim men yagam anacha, to give chizuk, to uplift, even if he can't help him financially. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tes Amid Beis, Gemara says that if a person gives an ani money, he's mizbarech b'sheish brachas. He gets 6 brachas. Ma'idadai, if you give him chizuk, you uplift him, you get 11 brachas. Pashtus, the simple pshat in the Gemara is, because like we're explaining, maybe you're doing more for the ani by giving him the chizuk than actually giving him the money. What the ani needs is to be strengthened emotionally. By being mechazik him, you're doing that. Rabbi Isaac Sher, Zech Tzadik Levrocho, said a very tifa daher, not only mitzad the ani, are you giving more by giving chizuk, but even mitzad you. You are doing and giving more than the person who is just giving the money, because you're giving time. Time is expensive. A person's time. And the fact that you're giving the ani from your time to listen and to talk to him and to give him uplifting words is even more of a chesed. It's more of an asina than if you just gave the money. And the truth is, there's an amkus here. There's something deeper here. It's very easy to take care of someone else's problem by writing out a check. It's the quickest way how to deal with it. Okay, here, you know, you have trouble. Okay, here's a check. To take time and to devote time and to donate time is even a greater chesed. It means maybe that you care more than just to simply write out the check. I'm not minimizing, v'shteitzach, the importance of giving the money. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I'm trying to analyze the dynamic of Echzaktabai. Maybe the chizuk you're giving him is even more than the tmicha, the support you're giving him. It's maybe more than the financial backing that you're giving him. In the financial backing, there is the chizuk part. That the Gemara says, you're mizbarech b'chadisrei brachas, that you get 11 brachas for. Because you're giving. You're giving time. You're taking the effort. You're showing the concern that you're taking from your precious time to deal and to help this person. And possibly, that not only now it's mitzad you, the noisein, the giver that you gave your time, but even the mekabel, the oni, sees that. And to him now it's more important because he sees that you gave of your time, that you really care. The fact that you took from your time and you're giving from your precious time, now the oni feels important, that he is worth your time. So here we have a mayridika, an understanding in the mitzvah of Echzaktabai, the depth, the amkus, the mechanics of the mitzvah of Echzaktabai. Yeah, of course, the literal Porsche pshat, the posing is Echzaktabai. Support him. And avadi, you can't pati yourself by saying, okay, I won't do the supporting, I'll just do the chizuk part. But part of the supporting, and maybe even the greater part, is the chizuk part, the v'chzaktaboy. Torah doesn't say the tamachta. The Torah doesn't say financial support. Torah says more of v'chzaktaboy. You got to take hold, and you got to grab him, and you got to be mechazik him. Because the chizuk for the ani is what's really more important than anything else. And for you to give that chizuk shows the ani, that he's important, that you took the time to do it. You know, chesed could be done, just the act of chesed. But if you think, and you're ma'ayin, and you take the time to analyze what does the person who I'm doing the chesed for really needs, then the chesed would look different and maybe it would be a whole different thing. It takes iyun, just like in a sugya. You could read words, it's simple, but then even ma'ayin in the sugya, you'll see that it's a different sugya, there's different halachas, there's different points to the sugya than what meets the eye. Raboisai, the echzaktaboy. There's so much in the v'chzaktaboy, if you're ma'ayin, in the needs of the person you're being mechazik. Rav Shach, zeichet tzadik levracha, said a myrdik, myrdik, deher. It says by Avraham Avinu is toch given the amud ha-chesed, the semel of chesed. When he did the chesed with the malachim and he took them in, achnos esarachim, the pasuk says, vayar. He saw, Inei Shloish Anoshim. And then again, Vayar. He saw, Vayar Etz Lekrosam. He ran to them. Rashi and all the Meforshim ask, it's Vayar, it's a double Lashon, it's redundant. It says, Vayar, he saw them. What is Vayar? Vayar Shtei Pamim. Says Rashi, the first is to see Lashon Riya, and the second is Riya Lashon Havana, understanding. Says Rashi, he understood Avram that they didn't want to bother him, and that's why they're not coming. So he ran towards them to bring him. Rav Shach, Zechatzadik Levrocher, Shiva Ponovich, said a meridik at the hair. In Chesed, you need two things. You need Vayar, Riya. The first thing you got to see. A lot of times, we don't even see that the other guy needs help. We're so blinded by our own daily lives and all the things that are busy, that we're busy with for ourselves, that we can't see past what's in front of us, past what's our needs, that the other person has a need. There's a need to help that person. But then after the seeing, that the eyes are already open, you need Havana to understand how to do the chesed, to understand what the person really needs. What's he missing? And like I said before, maybe he's not missing the check, even though I'm sure he'd be glad to get it. But maybe there's something more. Maybe he's reaching out and he is longing for something maybe even bigger or more important than the check. And that is the concern, the feelings, the caring that you care for him. Atadas is chesed in the Torah, Rabbi Isai. Atadas is chesed in the Torah. Torah doesn't only want us to do acts of kindness. The Torah wants us to follow our eyes and our minds to figure out what exactly is the chesed that needs to be done that this person really needs. Atadas is called Tan Chesed. You read the pasuk, okay, I'll support him. It doesn't say that. It says, Verzaktaboy, lift him up. Verzaktaboy, give him chizuk. And that's what the Gemara is trying to say. You did the mice of giving the tzedakah. Okay, you got six brachas, meredik. But on top of that, you mechazik the person. Because das lick, this is also verzaktaboy. Getting 11 brachas. You have to not only deal with his pocket, but you need to deal with his broken heart and his yogoy and his anocha, his sleepless nights, his concerns, his pain, his fears. That's also part of the mitzvah of chesed, of echzaktaboy. And it takes, like we said, vayar, vayar. First you got to see. People are blind to the other's tzrachim, the other's tzoris. And the second thing is, havana, dafashten yenem. Metavzen yenem sara, dafashten yenem sara. Vayar, vayar, shtei pa'amim. Atadaz vil teirak deisha. For nuns, that's what the Torah wants of us. Ve'echzakta boy. That we should be mechazik. There's an interesting pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, em aleph, beis, ashrei, maskil eldol. Maskil eldol. Maskil, it's lashon seichel. It's a lashon of thinking, understanding, maskil. The Rambam tells us that there are nine levels of chesed, and the greatest level of chesed, the highest level of chesed, Dr. Rambam, Mehilchos Matnas Aniyim, is to give the person a job. Because if you give him a job, then he's able to what? Make it on his own and feel like a mensch. And you put the guy back on his feet. The Medrash, on this pasuk, in this parsha, on the Zaktaboy, says, Ashi maskil eldol. Zaktay, look at Medrash. Maskil, there are five levels of chesed. The highest level is mechazik, the chaylis, chizuk. And that's maskil. You see, maskil. Means you understood that he doesn't just need, so to speak, the food that you're bringing him, the bikkur chaylim. Meir de gezach, klal Yisrael, ashrei om shekachalai, that they have something called bikkur chaylim. It's unbelievable. Ashrei om shekachalai, b'nishlei, cook of dine kinder. You have a nation that has a mitzvah of bikkur chaylim, that they go from hospital to hospital, and they give food, unbelievable. But together with the food, Rabbi Yisai, together with the food, maskil, what does he need? Maybe he needs to, you should talk to him a little bit. Maybe he needs, you should give him a little simcha, a little courage. You should give him a little bit strength emotionally. And that's the highest madrega of chesed. And after the way we explained above, we can fataych the posik, ashrei maskil eldol. That's what you're giving him. You know what you're giving him? Your seichel, your understanding. The fact that you thought about him, that itself is what you're giving him. And that itself is the nesina that you're giving that maybe is worth more than the actual check, money, or the food that you bring him. You're giving maskil, you're giving your fashtan, that you understand the person, that you understand his fears, and you understand his pain. Eldol, that's what you give in Ashrei. For that, you are praised. And as we explained, the Ani might be looking for understanding. The Ani might be looking for empathy. The Ani, or the Chayla for that matter, or for anybody, you know, we think that only because of a guy's in the hospital, he needs chizuk. Everyone needs chizuk. As we soon will talk later in the shir, everybody walking around needs a good word of chizuk. Everybody. And what is the greatest thing you can give to someone who's missing attention? He has concerns, he has daigis, and the answer is maskil. That you understand, and that you think about him. Eldol, that's what you're giving him. And Ashrei, for that you are praised. And Alts, was miret is Verzakteboy. It's all included in the Verzakteboy. It's all part of the Verzakteboy. Shifra and Pua, they saved the Jewish babies. Beginning of Shmois. At the start of Golas Mitzrayim, they did a tremendous act of heroism. They saved all the babies, and they were Moisa Nefesh to save the life of all those babies. Yet, they were given names, Shifra and Pua. Chazal tell us, quoted in Rashi, Shifra Shemeshaperes Zavlad, Pua, that she would make sounds, noises, to comfort, to calm the baby down. Their name should have been Hatzalah. Their name should have been Yeshua. I know Yeshua is a boy's name, but they could have turned into a girl's name. It's interesting. We have Shifra, but we don't have Pua. All right, maybe, I don't know if the name is, maybe someone out there's name is Pua. But either way, what they did, something which was heroic, was to save the life of the babies. Yet it's not for that act of heroism that they were called by their names. It's what they did after they saved the babies. That they took care, and they changed the baby, and they lullabied the baby. Why? Why is the act of Mesiras Nefesh to save the baby not celebrated by giving them a special name? Yet what they did to comfort the babies, that is, an Efshir Kemenzogin, according to the way we explained above, the mitzvah of Echzakta boy, and what entails the Echzakta, what the Torah sees as the greatest ultimate chesed, the Echzakta, to save a baby, not to kill a baby. I mean, this is what Pari wanted, that they should go and kill a baby. Everyone understands not to do that. We could discuss Yemais and Nefesh, Nisma, Aber, it's understandable. It's something which the human mind, Fashteit Alein, that it's, you shouldn't be killing babies. The Chiddush was that they went the extra mile. They were Yisoyim, so to speak, these children. They didn't have parents now. And they became the parents. So to lullaby and comfort them, to be mechazik them, that is the ultimate in chesed of a Echzakta boy. Saving the life, das versteht alle. Shifru pua, das verstehen noshim tzikonius. Mechazik, to be mechazik, to comfort, to support the pain, to quiet the pain of a Yiddish kind. Thus is the Milus from Noshim Tzukanias, and because of that they were called Shifra and Pua. Hatzalah. Again, it was a big thing. I'm not trying to minimize their Mesiras Nefesh to save Eden. But that's something which is not masculine dull. As we can nutzen an Americana, but it's a no-brainer, so to speak. Where it takes the brain, the masculine, the mind, is to be able to understand the child's cry and pacify it. Pacify the cry, lullaby the cry, unburden the pain. That's called Maisa Tzidkonius Shifra Upua. There's a Meiridika Sfasemis. Sfasemis says the word Vichzakta, and as we pointed out already, isn't Tmicha necessarily. Vichzakta means to hold on to. Grab him. So the Sfasemis, Vichzakta is talking to grab hold of the person. Maybe to give him a hand. Maybe to give him a hug. Hold on to the person. That is Vechzakta Bay. We don't only mean, and as we explained above, to just write out a check. It means Vechzakta Bay. So Meirdik is Fasemes, Rabbi Isai. It doesn't say Vechzakta Isai. It says Vechzakta Bay. Machzik is to hold on. And Bay is in him. The Lashon of the Sfasem is begufay. Hold on to his goof. Hold him. Pick him up. Hug him. Hold his hand. What the dust is, Teirez v'chzakta boy. You can't do that by an email or sending a check on a telephone. That's not what it is. V'chzakta boy means v'daf takenem and the men shalein, and hold on to the person. There's a meiridik avot from the Alte Zeder, the Beisaren Zecher Tzadik Levracha. There's a word in the pasuk that needs to be addressed. V'chiyamu chachicha omata yadai imach. What's imach? Omata yadai v'chzakta boy. What's imach? Zecher Zeder api ha-goyin. There's a very famous goyin that there are two words which seemingly mean the same thing. Al telech itam, itam, and al telech imahem. You ever see one person tells the other person, ani elech itcha. Oh, you're going to, you're taking a car, ani elech itcha. And then there's another way of saying it, ani elech imcha. What's the difference between itcha and imcha? Seems like it's the same, what the same meaning to two words. Which is the correct diktuk? which is the correct vernacular. Zokta Goyin, that actually they mean two different things. Two people sit on a train, they have nothing to do with each other, that's Ita. I'm going Itcha with you because the train happens to be going and we're sitting on the same train. Imach is when we go together in one, as one. For example, if we both go to the same wedding and we both know the Chas and Kala, so when we went on the train or the bus, Ani Eilech Imcha, I will go with you, with you. Ani Eilech Itcha is when two people have nothing to do with each other and they're both traveling on the same bus or train. The Goyin says that's the pshat by Bilam. At night, Bilam has a dream. The Rabbi Yishoim tells him, Loi Seilech Imahem. The next day, the Rabbi Yishoim tells him, Teilech Itam. And then the third day, Bilam goes, Vayicharaf Hashem ki hoylech imahem. But you told him to go. And what happened? One day I tell you to go. The next day I tell you not to go. Go or not go. And then when I go after you told me to go, Vayichar the brain is of him. Told me to go. Zok the Goyin, you weren't paying attention to the wording of the pasuk. Rabbi Yisham told him, Loi Seilech Imahem. Don't go with them, with them. Go. You're traveling together. That's about it. You're not doing the same thing. You're not going with the same goals. Bilam still wants to go. So Rabbi Yisham tells him, Teilech Itam. Then the next day when he goes, Vayichaf Hashem, Rabbi Yisham's angry because Ki Hoilech Imahem. I didn't tell you to be Teilech Imahem. I told you Teilech Itam. So Imach is literally together as one, and Itach is together but not as one, united. Zok Delta Zay does the Pshat the Pasik, Umata Yada Imach. He needs to feel that you're with him literally. Imach. You know, you can write out a check. You're the usher. He's the ani. You're not really on the same. Right? You're right. You addressed his problem. But you didn't make it that he's imach. And I'd like to add, you need to make him feel that his problem is your problem. You're as one. You're in this together. The journey of the problem is you and him, Imach. You're going through it together. Teilech Imahem. Don't be Teilech Itai. Teilech Imai. Don't be Teilech Itai. Help him go through it. You with him. His problem is your problem. I think that's Musmadav Tzuleg. The Zaydat Gazak Pshat. The Zaydat meant to say was, don't make him feel that he's distant. You're the Asher and he's the Ani. I'm just adding this point. You need to make him feel Imach, that his and you is all the same. It's the same problem. Your problem is my problem. That's the greatest chizik you can give somebody. To have empathy, that I understand your problem and your problem becomes my problem. It becomes our problem. Das is vechzakta bay. When it's mata yaday imach, das is the chizik that you could give somebody. The Alshich points out something very interesting. Till this pasuk, all the psukim talk plural, or they talk third person. All the psukim till here is third person. Umacha mechuzasa v'galas mimkarav ish lo yilei gayel. It's all third person. All of a sudden, it talks singular straight to the person. V'chiyam uchachicha amad v'echzakta boy. It should have said v'echzaktem boy. Talk to the Klal Yisrael. Vechzaktem boy. Klal Yisrael. Go be a mitzvah. Zok Dalshich. It says vechzaktem boy. All of a sudden, the pasuk switches language directly to the individual. Says the Alshich Hamayir de Kepshat. Why? Because we find that whenever there's a need to help, you know what people say? All right, let's get the oilam into it. Let's nish zaks mevavtsa charuma from tzibur. You throw it onto the crowd, the people. Zak the taira, don't throw it onto others. It's your responsibility. Verzaktaboy, you take charge, take achrayus, and take care to be mechazik financially and emotionally. And don't say, okay, we'll get the oilam together. I'd like to add, that could be that's part of the chizuk. A person needs someone else, one person, like a brother to him, that he cares about him. It's not only that the problem will be taken care of. He needs the one person. He needs the go-to, so to speak. That there's a person out there that's involved with him. And that personally took interest. It's the personal. The personally took interest. And even if you could somehow arrange that the tzibur will take care of the problem, but he's still missing that personal, the personal, that somebody personally cares for him. Exactly. I'd love to tell you a beautiful story. Many years ago, there was a Yid, Rabbi Reicher. He was in charge of Aguda. He was a tremendous Agudist. He did a lot for the Aguda from Australia. And as so, he would come Keseda to America. I met him, and he tells me that being, you know, he's involved with the Aguda, and he's one of the heads of the Aguda, he frequents the Holocaust Museum in Washington. And on the walls in the Holocaust Museum hangs a picture of my great-grandfather, the Beis Aaron Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Hangs a picture. The picture is the Beis Aaron coming out of the Knesset Gedolah. To his left, which is to our right, would be Rameya Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And to his right was Rabbi Spitzer Hamburgerov from Germany. It's a historic picture, gorgeous picture, coming out of the Knesset Gedolah. This hangs in Holocaust Museum in Washington. Now, I knew of this picture because my grandfather, Reb Shmuel David Walkin, had a copy of this from the newspapers of Vienna, which they put like a plastic to restore, to keep the picture. It was a picture from a newspaper. So I saw more or less the picture. I saw what it looked like. But that wasn't original. It was a newspaper cut out from that time. And here we're finally getting to see the original picture, or a copy, direct copy from the original picture. Rabbi Reicher arranged it for us, that the family, as his family, we were able to have rights to have a copy of the picture. He brought me the picture in a frame, beautiful, beautiful picture. Beis Aaron, Rameya Shapiro, Hamburgerov. Each was dressed royally. It's Knesset Gedolah. It's a tremendous historic event. The Beis Aaron, the Alta Zayde, wasn't dressed. He was dressed, you know, not, so to speak, in the greatest luxurious big day Shabbos. But as he gives me the picture, he says, I can't understand the hat that the Beis Aaron wore. It's crushed. The brim on both sides. It's like crushed. He didn't get a special hat for the Knesset Gedolah. The Knesset Gedolah, everybody is. Why would he wear a hat like that by such an historic big event? So I told him, Rav Reicher, Olav HaShalom Zecharin Olav Rach, he's not alive anymore. So I said to him, I got to tell you the story behind this hat. And this is a printed story. I saw it printed in more than one place. As the Zayd of the Beisan was speaking from the podium by the Knesset Gedolah, all of a sudden there was an outburst of screaming. There was a Yid who pushed his way into the middle of the auditorium of where the speeches were, and he began to shout, "I'm in a tzara, I don't have parnasa, help me, I need parnasa, I need money." He was disturbing. So they were ready to take him out, respectfully, but to carry him out, he was disturbing the proceedings. The Beisarim from the podium saw this, and he said, "Excuse me, what are you doing? You're taking him out? What are we doing here? We're here to discuss how to help Klal Yisrael, how to do things to embetter Klal Yisrael. What better way is to care about this individual and his problem?" That is Klal Yisrael. What is Klal Yisrael? You know, people have this thing that they involve in big organizations. The individual, they fall through the cracks. Yeah, the Knesset Gedolah was about Takonis and Klal Yisrael, but this is Klal Yisrael. This individual, his needs is Klal Yisrael. How could you push him out? What are you pushing him away for? What are you carrying him out for? Let's address it now. Me, in front of everybody, he took off his hat. He put money into the hat. And he said, "I wanted to go around the entire auditorium and everyone should put money and give it to this Yid. And that's why the hat was crushed by the brim, because when you carry the hat, on both sides, the weight of the coins, it made the brim crushed. I remember telling Rabbi Reicher, "Tell me, you still think the hat wasn't beautiful?" And he said to me, "You're right, the most beautiful hat I ever saw. You're right, it was the most beautiful hat I ever saw. It wasn't only Shabbos, it was Shabbos Shabbos. This was the most beautiful Shabbos hat. This Rabboisai, Bechzaktaboy." A lot of times we throw it on big organizations to help. You know what the Ani needs? You. He needs individual. He needs personal. He needs you to jump on it. Like the Al Sheikh is saying here, don't throw it on the Tzibur. He maybe needs you, personal, to take care of his problem. But Rabboisai, we have this misconception that chizuk is only for those that are downtrodden, sick, poor. The truth is, Rabbi Isai, everyone needs chizuk. Everyone. Everyone needs chizuk. There isn't a person that doesn't have his worries. There isn't a person that doesn't have his things that bother him. Everyone needs chizuk. Everyone. The Gemara says, "Ulaven shinayim echalav gadol hamalbim shinayim lechavera yoisim machaleu chalav." Chalav is very healthy, it's nutritious, but the one who gives white teeth, which means he gives a smile, he opens his mouth and he shows his white teeth, that's greater than feeding. the smile, the hello, the chizuk you give somebody by telling him alone, acknowledging him that he exists, might be greater than anything you could do. Ulaven shinayim echolav godoim amalbim shinayim l'chaveiro yoisim mashkeyu. What did I do? I just opened my mouth and gave a smile. Yes, this is possible more to the person than anything else you could do for him. We pass by people as if they don't exist, as if they're furniture. Show him that he exists. You thought about him. You put maskil eldo. You paid a little attention to him. Rabbi said, let me share with you a Gemara in Shabbos Peites. The Gemara says, and this is a very perplexing Gemara. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Peites omer Alev in Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shah Shalom Moishel Amoroim. Motzei LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyakoy Shiksorim Leoisius. He was riding the crowns of the Oisius. You know what the crowns of the Oisius are, the Sefer Torah? How much soid? How much kedusha? Spitz heilig shebeheilig. Amalei Moshe. So when Moshe comes, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ein shalom b'ircha." What? You come from a place that they don't say hello? Wow. Yeah. You come from a place where people don't say hello to each other? Amar lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm sorry, but how was I supposed to say hello? Klum yesh evet shenayis shalom l'rabbi. I am the master. I'm saying I'm the slave and you're the master. So how could I say hello? It's not respectful. Amar lei ha'ilcha lazreini. You should have given me chizuk. You should have helped me. What do you mean? You should have given me a positive word, lazreini, to help me. I'm sitting, writing a Sefer Torah. I'm preparing Kabbalah's HaTorah. You don't give me a good, positive word, Lazreini, to help me. Miyad Omaloi. Right away, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. I have what to say. Chizuk. Miyato Yigdal No Koyach Hashem Kasher Dibarto. Like you speak. Yashkayach. He gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Yashkayach. Rabbeisai. Kabbalah Satera. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to say hello today, Bishta, and he has to give him a Yashkayach. And this is called Lazreini to help the Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's a perplexing Gemara, Rabbeisai. The Ben Yoyoda explains that if a Shteitzach, the Eibishter doesn't need your Yashikayach, nor does he need your Chizuk. But he was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what's needed, and the way I understand it, this is really part of Kabbalah Satira. Avad Elyoinim Sosu, B'tachtoinim Olzu, unbelievable, Ma'im Ar Sinai, Koiloisu, Brokim, and Yiddish Akman, Himmel and Erd. It's an expression in Yiddish. Himmel and Erd, Pile Ployim, Elyoinim Sasu. Who's the Menschlichkeit? The Rabbeinu Shleilam is mourning him by Kabbalah Satera. How do you not say hello? How do you not give a Yashikayat, give Chizuk? Das is Echit, Achelik, from Torah and Kabbalah Satera. The Rabbeinu Shleilam was giving over Torah to Moshe. This was part of the Torah that he was giving over. As medav zogin shalom, as medav gemin chizuk, medav zogin ayashikayach. When as everything Gemara zogt, ashmeichel. This is all Torah, the Rabbeinu Shloilam's Torah. There's an interesting Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi pointed to two people, and he said these two people are ben oilam abo. They're bnei oilam abo. These two people. What do they do? So they went over and asked, what do you do? So he said two things. B'dichi atzivi, We make people who are depressed, who are broken, happy. That's what we do. Badichi atzivi. Batchonis, badichi. Atzivi, those that are unhappy. We also try to make shalom, peace. Bein adam l'chaveri. The first question. So if a person's a comedian, he goes to Olam Haba? If you make a guy on, a guy is broken, you give him a positive, a good joke, a good ichveizvas. So I saw in Shitas Kadmainim, from the Kadmainim, it's a likud of all the Kadmainim. It says an interesting chiddush. It can't mean literally that they make jokes and they make broken people happy. But they do the mitzvah of nichum aveilim. That's pshat. People who are broken, they're aveilim, we do this mitzvah. We're busy with this mitzvah. And then it says an interesting lashon which needs to be addressed. Shitas Kadmayim says, and also a mesameh achas v'mekala shehen kaveilim. I don't know what they mean by that. But the chas v'kala, unless it means shehen kaveilim, that there's a mitzvah to be mesameh them, that's all it means, yeah? What does it mean? We do the mitzvah of nichum aveilim, and also mesameh chasim v'kala sheheim kaveilim. What's sheheim kaveilim? Either it means sheheim kaveilim, there's a mitzvah to do it. Or maybe sheheim kaveilim, maybe chizuk, like pashit. It's a time, you see clearly that it's a time that mesameh chasim, there's a reason for it. Maybe it has to do with al ken yaziv ishes of v'simai. It's a transition, he's losing his parents. Maybe that's what it means. It's an interesting shittas kadmainim. Either way, it's mitzvah that they do. It's about a mitzvah. Shevet Musar says a different pshat. Shevet Musar says that it's not stam they make jokes, but they give chizuk of emun and bitachin to those that are broken, to those that are going through nisyonis. That's pshat badichi atzivi. They talk about emun and bitachin. All right? You talk about emun and bitachin, and you help people have emun and bitachin. So memeila, you're a ben olam haba. So these are the two terutzim to pshat in the Gemara. Why, if they were badichi atzivi, are they b'nei olam haba? Either they were doing the mitzvahs that need to be mesameach, those mitzvahs that are to be mesameach others, or it means that they gave Musar for chizuk, for emunah and bitach. There's a Meridik Marsha. Marsha on that Gemara. In Tainus Chabezim and Aleph says, you know what they did, the Badichi Hatzivi? They took away the tsar of broken people. Chazal tell us that when a person is broken and he's bitzar, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is bitzar. So by taking away the tsar of another yid, they were taking away the Rabbeinu Shloilom's tsar. And that's what's so unique and special about what Badichi Atzivi. They were unburdening the tsar Hashchina. They were unburdening the tsar Hashchina. Gives us an insight what it means to be mechazik another person. You're actually being mechazik the Rabbeinu Shloilom. That's what L'chayr Pshat in the Gemara Dachzach. Ha'ilcha Lazreini, Moshe was being taught that by giving shalom to others, by giving chizuk to others, it's actually giving chizuk to who? It's giving chizuk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Aleph Regen, like we mentioned, Rabbeinu Shalom needs your chizuk. And the answer is Tzar HaShechina. Tzar HaShechina, when he sees people, they lack security, they're in pain, they don't feel good about themselves. Give shalom, give chizuk. I want to add something very interesting. Rabbi said there's a lashon of a Rambam, which is so eye-opening. There's a lashon of a Rambam, which, if I may say, talks straight to the neshama. What it means to be Yid, and what it means to be to do chesed, and what it means to be mechazik and care about another yid. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah Perik Beis Halacha Yud Zayin Mutav LaAdam LaHarbois B'Matanis Evyoinim. It's better for a person to give matanis levyoinim than to be busy with all other mitzvahs of Purim. She'ein shem simcha gedeila mufa'ara. Because what is the greatest simcha? Purim, you need to be besimcha. What is simcha? The greatest simcha is elo sameach levaniim v'yisayimim. To make happy the heart of the aniim, the yisayimim, v'almanis v'geirim, shamesameach lev v'umlalim ho'elu. For someone who is mesameh, these broken people, doimeh l'shchina. He is compared to the Rabbeinu Shlom himself. Doimeh l'shchina. Shneh malach yesh ruch shveilim, malach yesh leiv nitkayim. Doimeh l'shchina. So you want to have a question, you still have a question. Why badichi atzivi? Go to oilam habah. If you take a broken person and you mechazik his heart, you lift his heart, you lift his spirits, you're doimel l'shchina. The Rambam, Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hilchos Megillah, Klor Rambam, you're doing what the Eibishta. This is v'alachta bedrachav. You can't do more v'alachta bedrachav than this. You're doimel l'shchina. And thus Efshes the Pshat, he's a Ben Oilam Abba. The Gemara says that they were Badich Hatzivi, so they were called Ben Oilam Abba. What's Ben Oilam Abba? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Oilam Abba. Mefarshim Fregin De Kashu, everyone has Oilam Abba. Yeah, when you get there, you'll have Oilam Abba. But who is a Ben Oilam Abba now in this world? Who's living in this world? Of Yenevelt. In Oilam Haba. This is living Oilam Habadik. The Farshim explained, Ben Oilam Haba means not that he will have Oilam Haba. Ben Oilam Haba means he's now here in this world. That's living in Oilam Haba. Living in Oilam Haba. And how is that when a person's Daimu L'Shechina? He's Bekai Velachta Bedrachov. This is the Rabbeinu Shloilam's arbit. You know, Rabbi Isai, many ask, when you mechazik a yid, how long is what you do? How long is it? It's a few minutes, right? You give him a good word, you give him chizuk, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So what does the person have from it after those 20 minutes, right? After those 20 minutes, he's back to his own problem. You see clearly that those 20 minutes that you're mesameach or mechazik another yid is a meirdik eschus. What is it? What's so special? I saw Sefer Ber Moshe, the Oshav HaZecher Tzadik Levracha, deals with this issue. Mikunt mimevake choylo, yeah? You stay for 10 minutes. So that's all it was. 10 minutes. Person is sick 24-7. What does he have from the 5 minutes you came to visit him? I want to tell you over a mayudika chida. My Zayda Zatzal used to say over a chida. Mayudika, my Zayda Shmuda Valki used to say over a chida. By Egla Arufa, we find that the Bezdin from the city closest to where they found the person has to bring a carbon, and they say, Yodeinu loy shavchu es adam azeh, veineinu loy ro kaper lamcha, that we aren't responsible for this person's death. Chazal point out, how would they be responsible? What did the Bezdin do? But someone got shot on a highway somewhere. So then it's the local Bezdin's problem that someone shot this person on the highway. We should have fed him. We did feed him. Therefore, it's not our problem that he got shot. We should have. We were supposed to give him food, and we, Baruch Hashem, that we came, we fed him. Correct, the chida, and if you did feed him, see, he wouldn't have gotten shot on the highway. What does one have to do with the other? See, then you could come and explain that if we feed him, then he wouldn't be traveling, he wouldn't have to roam from city to city. Chida says a different pshat. Chida says that if you would have fed him, he would have been besimcha. He would have been happy. Once he's happy, his mazel would have changed completely, that this terrible thing wouldn't have happened to him. Yeah, Rabbi, he says, Amayidik Akasha. Somehow, we're blaming the Beis Din for what happened, to the point that they have to bring a carbon. So how are we blaming? We should have fed him. So, and if you would have fed him, let's say you'd have taken care and given him a lunch and a supper. So when he travels, he wouldn't have got shot between the two cities. So maybe the pshat is, he wouldn't have to travel. If he would have food in this city, he wouldn't have to go traveling. The chidah says a different pshat. The chidah says that if you would have fed him, he would have been besimcha. And if he would have been besimcha, he would have had shinui hamazel. And this tragedy and this calamity would have never befallen him. So ultimately, by you not being misameachim, you have responsibility. You need to answer. Here, Abba Yisai, it's a meirdika chazal and a meirdika taich from the chidah. You let a person be broken and you're not misameachim. Maybe ultimately you're responsible for the difficulties that he's going through. Because if you were misameachim, it could have changed the whole dynamics. It could have changed the whole situation. Here, Rabbi says, "I made a dig a chida, hafla of a fella." Yeah, you hear? It's a hafla of a fella chida. Somehow, the Beis Din is responsible for this person's death. How? What did they do? And the answer is, they didn't feed him. And if they would have fed him, he would have been a simcha. So ultimately, the outcome of what's going on in this person's life is somehow the responsibility of the Beis Din that wasn't able to be misameach him. When you come to a person who needs chizuk, a chayla, maybe if you're misameach him, even a few minutes, it changes the events. It changes the course. And now maybe good things could happen to him. Maybe he can get better. So you're right. The chizuk is moments, but those moments could change everything. That from here on in, besimcha seitzeyu, ki besimcha, that he can get out of his situation maybe. I once heard a tremendous story, and I heard it from the person that it happened to. And to me, it's an unbelievable story. I knew a person years ago that had a lot of difficulties in life. So he told me that he would go constantly to Reb Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, it's a Zechah Pered in the hearts. He would go to Reb Shlomo Zalman for Chizuk. One time Reb Shlomo Zalman sees that whatever he's telling him, it's not working. He's still broken and he's still Meyuyish. So Reb Shlomo Zalman looks at him and says, if you don't right now change your way, your mindset, and you don't jump into simcha, I'm going to get up on the table and I'm going to dance in front of you. The guy told me, he looked at Reb Shlomo Zalman. What? What are you saying? Reb Shlomo Zalman got up on the table and he danced in front of the guy. And the guy broke out in laughter. Couldn't stop laughing to see the Gadlat Dor dancing on a table. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, good, that's all I wanted. I wanted a break. That atzmus. Now keep a simcha seitzeyu. Okay, now get out of the situation. You can get out of it now that we broke the moment of atzmus. And he told me it helped him for many, many, many months after that. That every time he was a little bit slipping back into his mindset, he would remember how Reb Shlomo Zalman made him laugh by dancing on the tables. It takes a minute. All it takes maybe is one good shalom aleichem, one good smile, one good word. You think to yourself, so I smiled at him, what's going to change his day? Maybe. Maybe. That's what we're learning. We're learning a meirdig yisoid. Maybe a minute of simcha changes the course of the day of this person, that from here on in he's in simcha, some good things will happen to him. This Rabbi Isai is ki b'simcha, say tzei with Hasidish Sfarim, say with simcha you can get out of every matziv. A kind word, a smile, a chizuk, a yashikoyach. Do we want to be from those that on us it said, v'chish ein shalom bi'ircha? Baruch Shalom is telling Moshe, we don't see hello in your place. You don't give chizuk, a yashikoyach, a kind word to people. This is Kabbalah Satira. As we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satira, let us not overlook a Gemara about Kabbalah Satira. Yeah, we learn about all the great Nasav and Ishma Gemaras. What about this? This is also an event that took place by Kabbalah Satira. And I would like to finish with the following Ha'ara Diuk in Rashi. These two people, Eliyahu said, were Bnei Olam Haba. Why? Because they were beduchi atzivi. They made happy those that were broken. Says Rashi, quote, beduchi, smeichim u'misamchim b'nei Adam. Smeichim. Doesn't say they were misameach others. They were happy. And they were misameach others. Smeichim. You wonder how you make others happy? Around you. If you're happy, they'll be happy. Make your sviva around you positive, happy, upbeat. And that's how you're badichi atzivi. It doesn't say they walked around making the other guy happy. It's a smechim. They were happy themselves. Maybe by being happy, they were misameach others. Happy, a smile, a good word, a positive word. Around you should be a positive sviva. And with this you could be in this world, a ben olam haba.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.